Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Kenya, my name is Edward Johnson. I just ordered one of your ear phones, and it said shipping them in $5.95. Mm-hmm. When I run my cards through, first thing happened, the cards that I used with Amazon was denied, which it's got enough money in it to hold whatever you want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I used another card. It was denied. And it's an American Express, needless to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally used a Visa card to ARP. From AARP, and it went through. But when I got done and got through with it, they charged me another $14.95 for a lifetime warranty. I don't want no lifetime warranty on them.
Okay. Okay, well, I understand. I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. And could I get your zip code, please?
You want my zip code?
Yes.
I'll give you the order number if you want it.
Well, it's easier for me to find you with the zip code.
Okay. 34736.
Okay. And could I have your first and last name?
Edward Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
3005 Manitoba, Manitoba, Manitoba Avenue, Groveland, Groveland, Florida, 34736.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and so I did want to make you aware that with the warranty, let's just say if the AirPods were to break or anything, they would be covered, and so you can have them replaced. But would you like to keep the warranty?
No, ma'am. I don't. Okay. They're bad anyhow. You can buy them cheap anyhow. I don't.
Okay, well, I understand.
There's a question I'd like to ask you, if I'm not bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a Prime member of Amazon now for probably since they've been in business. And why would you deny their card?
Okay, I'm not exactly sure. It sounds like it was the website that was, it could have been the browser that you were using as well.
I was on the website with Amazon. I purchased some stuff from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I would suggest for you, if you're to quit complicating these things, if you're going to work through Amazon, put PayPal on there.
Okay. And also, if you were wanting to keep the warranty, then I can offer you a 50% discount off of a future purchase with us. You're wanting to keep the warranty.
How much is 50% of the watch?
Well, let me see here. And so it's basically a 50% discount. That's 50% off of any future purchase with us. And so whichever the amount of the next purchase you will have with us, it'll be, we'll have a 50% discount with it. So basically you'll only be paying half of the amount.
What is half of the amount? Half of the $5.95?
No, sir, not for the $5.95, but future charges.
I was gonna say the watch appeared to be available now for $5.95.
Mm-hmm. And so I was just saying, if you were wanting to keep the warranty, then I can offer the.
No, no.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can go ahead and...
And you're the only good thing that's happened to me today, so... I'm very happy with the way things are treated with you on this.
Oh, it was no problem.
Bless your heart, tell your boss you're saving from getting a good cursing because of your kindness.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Okay, I'm getting this warranty canceled for you. Okay, so I did go ahead and refund you that warranty, and so that $14.95 should be back in your account shortly. If not today, then it can take up to 3 to 5 business days, and so I would give it to Tuesday of next week. Those funds should be in your account, but it can show in between that time as well.
I will be notified when it's refunded, right? I usually send an email.
Mm-hmm. Yes, or you could. I would just check my statements as well.
Okay, no. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.